Welcome back to the OU Women's Initiative Nachyomi program. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will be studying Sefer Mishlei Perek Zayin. This is a very interesting perek. It is covering one topic. Perek Zayin is the topic of warning the youth against the promiscuous, dangerous woman. I found it extremely interesting how King Shlomo, we're talking about an ancient work, an ancient book of Ketuvim, spend so much time warning the youth about the dangers of lewdnessness, of infidelity, of staying away from the woman who would attempt seduction. And I had a hard time thinking, like, you know, what am I going to teach? We could just read the psukim and translate them, but what's the lesson? Because we know Nevuah Shehu Tzruchu L'Doros Nechtava, Maseches Megillah, V'sheinu Hu Tzruchu L'Doros Einu Nechtava. A prophecy, a teaching of the sages, of Chazal, of our biblical personalities, a prophecy that has relevance for generations is written down for generations, and a prophecy that is not relevant for generations is not written down. So let us, that means that all of the warnings of King Shlomo against the dangers of lewdnessness are very much hutzuchu l'doros, but what I want to do after we go through the parak, some of the psukim with the translation, is have a relevant lesson for our day and age, and I think how we can apply this this teaching, besides for the most basic understanding, a deeper or drashic level as well. So let us begin. Okay, we're in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Shlomo Melech begins, as most of these prakim warn us, Bini, my son, Shemar Amarai, guard my sayings, umitzvosai tispon itach, and my mitzvos, my commandments, should be hidden away. He uses the word safun ola, should be hidden away with you. Shemar mitzvosai v'chay, if you guard my mitzvos, you will live. V'sorasi ki ishan einecha, and my Torah, my teachings, will be like the apple of your eye. Kisharem al etzbosecha, tie them around your finger. Kasvem aluach libecha, write them upon the board of your heart. So I thought this was also interesting that King Shlomo refers to three different body parts here. My son, guard my statements and keep my commands close to you. Guard my mitzvos, you will live. And my Torah, my instruction, will be like the apple of your eye. So he refers to guarding the eye. Tie them around your finger, he refers to the finger, and write them upon the board of your heart, luach libecha. So we have the eye, the heart, and the finger. And maybe just Shlomo Melech is telling us that we have to guard all parts of our body from being infiltrated by foreign ideas that are the antithesis of Torah way of life. Your eye is what perceives and sees everything around you, and it is the gateway to the soul. Watch what you see, watch what you look at. Your fingers, your tactile sense, symbolize action. We do things with our hands. Be careful in all of your actions to make sure that it is kosher with the Ribon Shalom and Torah. And Libecha represents the heart, really, really represents the feelings and the emotion of a person. And even the feelings of an emotion of a person need to be chartered, channeled, dedicated to the Ribon Shalom. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. Next pasuk, pasuk Dalet. Amar lechachma achosia, famous pasuk. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. So much focus on chachma and yira. The next word is umoda labina tikra. So once again, he talks about chachma, he talks about bina. We should call it to intuition. We should call wisdom our sister. And what is this whole chapter about? That is his introduction. And now Shlomo HaMelech comes to pasuk hey. And what is he going to warn us about? Lishamrecha me'isha zara, to guard you from a strange woman. Minachria amara hechelika, to guard you from a strange woman, from a foreign woman who smooths out her sayings. So she makes her words look to be so smooth and appealing when really it is a rocky road strewn with mines. Ki bechalon besi ba'ad esh nabi nishkafti. You know, says the father, I was looking out from my window. I was looking out, gazing out from the lattice. And what did I see? The era ba'pisa'im avina ba'banim na'ar chasar leiv. What did I see? I saw amongst the naive. I discerned amongst the youth a lad, a child, chasar leiv, one who was lacking heart. Over b'shuk etzel pina. He was walking through the shuk, through the marketplace, and he rounded the corner. Whose corner? Etzel pina, her corner, the corner of this strange woman. V'derech besa yitzad, and he walked by the way of her house. B'neshav ba'erev yom. This is happening in twilight, as the day wanes. B'ishan laila va'afela, in the dead of night, in the darkness of night, in the thick darkness And that is generally when people sin. They don't usually, if they have any sense of morality, they're sinning, but something inside of them says you're sinning. So you don't go in public day, that it happens in the dark of night when nobody sees. When you round the corner and the shook to her house, vihine, vihine, and behold, Isha the Kreso, a woman is coming to meet him. She's Zona, Unitsura slave. She is a woman who is dressed like a Zona, a harlot, a prostitute, and she is set of heart. Homiyahi Visoreras. The Lashon is difficult. Some of these words are difficult for me. I'm using the Stein Jets Ketuvim if I need help to understand the Psukim. Homiyahi Visoresas Bebesa Lo Yishkenu Raglaha. She is turbulent. She is rebellious. Like Ben Sorer Morer. Soreras. I think I've told you this before. If you come to a word in your studies in Lashon HaKodesh and you don't know what it means, whether you're reading one of the Mefarshim or something in Tanakh, what is very helpful, which is what I try and do, this is just a tool for learning, is to think of another time that you see this word in Tanakh, Chumash, Ketuvim, Mefarshim, and you know what it means from another situation, and then you apply to the situation you're learning. So here it says about this woman, she is Visoreras. And what does Soreras mean? Rebellious. Well, who do we see that by? The Ben Sorer Umore, the wayward and rebellious son. Just a little public service announcement of a way that it's helpful to learn. So Lo Yishkenu Ragla, she doesn't let her feet rest. Because why? Pam b'chutz, pam b'rechovas. One time she's outside, one time she's inside. Ve'etzo kol pina. By every corner, te'erov. She waits in ambush. Ve'hachazikabo. She grabs onto him. Ve'nashkalo. She kisses him. Hey, Azapanev, Atomel, she is brazen of face, and she says to him, peace offerings were incumbent upon me today. Today I paid my vows. Steinzos Ketuvim, what does that mean? She talks about Zivche Shlamim Alai, Hayom Shilamti Nidarai, Steinzos Ketuvim. By this statement, she is hinting to him, her house is full of good food. And also, she hopes to receive an abundance of blessing. Therefore, she says to him, I came out to meet you to seek your face. I have found you. I have adorned my bed with coverlets. The blankets are fitted and made of fine and elegant Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed, she tells him. She lists different biblical perfumes. And she lists them and she says, where am I up to? Sorry, here we are. Nafti Mishkavi Mar Ahalim Vikinaman. We might be familiar with some of these, either from Chumash or from the Pitavak Torah. I have lined my bed. My sheets are clean. The bed is made. I find Egyptian linen. Etun Mitzrayim, even today we have Egyptian cotton. I perfume my bed with myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, more. Aloes and cinnamon. It's so enticing. It's the dark of night. You just rounded the corner. No one will see. Come inside. The bed is so comfortable. The sheets are luxurious. I have so many spices. There's good food. Come, let us sate ourselves with love until the morning. I'm not joking. Pasuk Yedches. L'chan nirve dodim ad boka. Let us be lovers to the morning. Dod, beloved. Nis alsa ba'ahavim. Let us delight ourselves in love. Ki eina ish beveso. She reassures them. She says, don't worry. My husband's not here. Halach b'derech mircho. He's on a faraway business trip. Tzuar ha'kesef l'kach b'yado. He took the bundle of money. The silver he took with him, Liam Hakesayav Obeso. He's not here. There's an appointed time and he's going to come back, but right now he's not here. She sways him, the youth, with abundance of eloquence, with the smoothness of her lips. She leads him astray, and he follows her, unaware. He is seduced, like an ox that comes to the slaughter, like a snake, to administer the admonishment of an unsuspecting fool. Intol, ad yifalach chetz kevedo. Kaved is the liver in Tanakh. Ad yifalach chetz kevedo. Intol, an arrow splits his liver. Kemaheret sipor el pach, like a quick bird who is in the snare. Velo yadak yibinav shohu. He does not even know that this deed comes at the cost of his life. Va'ata banim shimuli, says the wise father, says wisdom, says King Solomon. Now, my sons, listen to me. Please pay attention to the utterances of my lips. Do not let your heart go in upon her path. Do not turn to her path. Why? Because many slain she has fell. The chalal is a corpse. She has slain many. And strong are all of her kills. Darche Sha'ol Besa. Her house is the way to the Sha'ol, the depths, the grave, the netherland. Yardos acharde maves. Yardos acharde maves. Those who go to her are going down into the bedroom of death. Fascinating parable. First of all, it's fascinating. It's very explicit. Not, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but just the fact that King Shlomo feels it so necessary. Torah hi v'tzarich ani lomod. Feels it so necessary to illustrate for us in such an enticing fashion the threat, the tentacles, the seduction of this woman. And how careful, and he's speaking, we're talking about Shlomo Melech. He's speaking to a Jew, he's speaking to the Nar, he's speaking to Ben Torah, he's speaking to Abbas Yisrael, and he's saying, look how careful you have to be. I've made my bed. I have Egyptian linens. I have good food. I have cinnamon and aloe and myrrh. I have perfumes. I have wines. Please come in. And as if in a trance, he's pulled in by the smooth talk of her lips and the seduction of her dress. So what lesson can we learn? First of all, the most basic lesson is the pshat. The most basic lesson is the pshat. The tenth of the Seres HaDibros, Perchof of Shmos and Perkeh of Ischanam, Lo Sachmod, you shall not covet. What shall you not covet? What shall you not desire? Ishus Reyecha. That's first of all. Don't look at someone else's spouse. Don't look at someone else's wife. Don't look at someone else's husband or wife. Remember, King Shlomo says in the beginning of this parak, I pointed it out to you. Let my Torah be like the pupil of your eye. Tie my Torah and mitzvos around your finger. Write them upon the blackboard of your heart. We must integrate Torah into all aspects of our being, into our actions, which is represented by your hands, your fingers, into your heart, which is your thoughts and your emotions, and into your eyes, which are the gateway to the soul, and in which by which we take in information from the world all around us. So the first thing is we have to be careful from physically dangerous relationships that are not sanctioned by Torah. That's one. Secondly, second lesson comes from the Steinsaltz Ketuvim. And at the conclusion of the Perek, the seductions of the impressive, well-dressed woman promising love are perhaps very powerful. However, they will ultimately lead to destruction, to pain and suffering, to heartache and pangs of conscience, to the losses, punishment, and vengeance. However, as mentioned above, just as this advice is helpful when it comes to avoiding a seductive woman, it is equally vital when it comes to harmful wisdom. Wisdom based on heresy is still wisdom, and it is attractive and seductive. Maybe just like the wisdom of Torah. However, in reality, wisdom based on heresy creates a counterculture. And like the woman who is described here, it will lead us down to death, spiritual death. So the Steinsaltz Ketuvim teaches us that this can also be seen as a metaphor for foreign wisdom that may look enticing and appealing and taste good, smell good, look good, feel good. But in reality, it is a very, very dangerous path if it's not the wisdom of Torah. The third thing I want to propose, so we have the pshat, just literally stay away from dangerous physical relationships. And look how careful you have to be if someone goes to such great lengths to warn the Nar about this. Two, we have to stay away from dangerous wisdom. Wisdom of heresy, kofras, is still wisdom. It's dangerous wisdom. And it might look enticing, but it is not for a Torah Jew. And finally, what I want to propose, what I was thinking to myself when I prepared this, what's the Musar Haskel here? With the explosion of technology in the past decade plus, I remember when I was growing up, the computer that we had, like, remember the floppy disks? I remember playing like some kind of Space Invader game or something. It was like this small dark screen. When I think of the optics, it's comical. And I didn't grow up 100 years ago, or 80 years ago, or 60 years ago. How fast technology has changed. And technology today is something that is literally unprecedented in the history of the world, that even two generations ago they couldn't have imagined. And it can be used for such good. There are so many brachos that come along with it, like everybody who's listening to this year. And like me who is recording this year, there's tremendous good, but there are also tremendous dangers lurking at every corner. We have things at our fingertips. Ha! What does King Shlomo HaMelech say? What do you have to tie around your fingertips? Kashreim al etzbo techa. What do you have to tie around your fingertips? Mitzvosai visorasi. Amarai, my sayings, my mitzvos, my Torah, that must be at our fingertips. Today, what is at our fingertips is one of the most dangerous weapons, really, that has been given in the history of mankind. People's lives are destroyed, literally destroyed with Lashon Hara. Children have taken their lives with cyberbullying. pornography, inappropriate images, things we should never be involved in, are available at the press of your finger. Information travels around the world faster than we can blink. Things are available to us today that were never available before. That you had to work so hard before to get. Now they're at the fingertips. And this includes the dangerous, the woman perhaps is a metaphor for all those dangers that lurk right around the corner, right on a different web page, right in a different WhatsApp group. Now, I have a phone, I'm recording on it, I'm going to post on it. I use it to listen to Shiram when I go for my fast talk. I'm on WhatsApp, I have iMessage, I have email. I'm not suggesting we get rid of it. I don't live in a cave. We live in the world. We have to make sure to channel our kohos appropriately. Just like the youth must channel his taivas appropriately, we all must channel our strengths, our abilities, our desires, and make sure that we are walking up along the path of life, because you don't have to go to the shuk anymore to find the woman who waits up to all hours of night. Because at all hours of day and night, 24/6, the dangers await us just around the corner. I think it's a powerful parak, a sobering parak, and a lot to think about. Okay, thank you so much, everyone, for learning with me. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with Parachas. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov to all. Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zeicher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.